Good morning, I'm Kelly Klein.
And I'm Cassie Rising. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts. Happy Thanksgiving from everyone here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Today is a very special day for two members of the Bishop Garrigan staff. It's the Feast of the Presentation. Sister Janet Gates, our registrar, and Sister Mary Herman, our librarian, are both sisters of the Presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, an order based in Dubuque that has served in Catholic schools for a century and a half. Dozens of Presentation sisters have worked at Garrigan in its 50-year history, and we're so glad to have Sister Janet and Sister Herman with us today.
This weekend, the All-State Music Festival is taking place in Ames, and Garrigan Junior Anna Kolash is part of the festivities. Anna auditioned for All-State last month at Buena Vista University in Storm Lake, and she was selected as one of the best vocalists in the state. She went down to Ames Thursday and has spent 2 days rehearsing with other top musicians from around the state. The festival concert will be tonight at C.Y. Stevens Auditorium and will be broadcast Thanksgiving weekend over Iowa Public Television. Congratulations to Anna on making the All-State Choir.
This is a big weekend for some of the other Golden Bears as well. Molly Bashir, Kelsey Berkey, and Sarah Matthews are down in Cedar Falls as part of the State Honor Cheer Squad. They're performing at the State Football Championships. Also, today freshman Sean Dyson is in Des Moines for the Special Olympics Bowling Championships. Good luck, everyone.
Last weekend, the Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team went over to Orange City to compete in the Little Dutch Invitational Tournament at MLC Floyd Valley High School. The Bears had a perfect 4-0 record in the preliminary rounds. They beat North Central Kossuth in the semifinals and just narrowly lost to Sergeant Bluff Litton in the championship game to second place overall. Congratulations to Jake Rosemeyer, Brittany Birdie, Anna Kolash, Michael Fockler, and Alex Hamilton.
This past week, a big group of Garrigan students was inducted into the National Honor Society, an organization that honors students who excel in scholarship, leadership, character, and service. Seniors inducted this week include Amy Rasmussen, Taylor Brandenburg, Beth Brewster, Dylan Kolash, Joe Golitzer, and Mark Garman. Also honored were juniors Kelsey Berkey, Andrew Schultz, Jake Rosemeyer, Kristen Birdie, Amy Dahlhauser, Kevin Albert, Alicia Richter, Rebecca Malsbury, and Michael Fockler. Rounding out the group are Alex Hamilton, Katie Miller, Michaela Loss, Michael Hellman, Anna Kolash, and Nora Cranbill. Congratulations to all the new National Honor Society members.
The fall sports team recently held their awards banquet. In volleyball, Chloe Bear, Mackenzie Schindler, and Chelsea Dawn shared the offensive MVP honors, while Kelsey Ray and Kelly Klein were named defensive MVPs. Shelby Schindler and Katie Miller were the most improved players, and Kelly Klein and Laura Richter shared the hustle award. Alicia Richter was recognized for having the best team spirit, and the coach's award went to Chloe Bear, Mackenzie Schindler, Elise Myers, and Kelly Klein.
In cross country, it was no surprise that Aaron Reedy, who broke the school record as a freshman, was named Most Valuable Runner. Aaron was also a first-team All-State selection. Drew McGill won the MVP award for the boys. Nora Cranbill and Michael Fockler were Most Improved Runners, and Erica Carlson, Emily Bell, and Dustin Miller were named Rookies of the Year. Brittany Birdie and Amy Rasmussen received the Coaches Appreciation Award, and next year's honorary team captains will be Michael Fockler, Michael Hellman, Anna Kolash, and Nora Cranbill.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Elise Myers. Here with the scoop on her is Brittany Birdie.
Elise Myers is a 2-year National Honor Society member who was one of this year's volleyball captains. She was a state qualifier in track, and she's also a 4-year member of the Golden Bear basketball team. Elise is active in Christian Leadership in Action, and she works at the YMCA Aquatic Center. She wants a career as a veterinarian, and we wish her all the best of luck in the future.
Thanks, Brittany. Because of the upcoming holiday, we've got 2 weeks of events on our Golden Bear calendar. Today, junior Anna Kolash is at the All-State Music Festival in Ames. There's honorary cheerleading in Cedar Falls, and freshman Sean Dyson is competing in the Special Olympics bowling in Des Moines.
Tomorrow, the football cheerleaders will have their award potluck. Then Monday, basketball season begins, with the Bears hosting North Central Kossuth. There's more basketball on Tuesday, when the Bears travel to Fort Dodge St. Edmunds.
Wednesday, we'll have our annual Thanksgiving liturgy, where we also honor all the Golden Bear alumni who have passed away. Mass will start at 9 a.m. in Friedman Auditorium. Thursday is Thanksgiving Day, and Friday we'll have the day off to spend with our families.
Next Friday and Saturday, the nurses' aid students will have their clinical exams from 5 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. each day. Then Sunday the 29th is the first Sunday of Advent.
On Monday, the 30th, the JV and varsity boys will be playing basketball at NSK, while the freshman boys and girls team host Clear Lake. Tuesday, December 1st, the JV and varsity Bears play at Humboldt.
There's no school at Garrigan Wednesday the 2nd. Seton and Algona High are in session with a short day. That morning, the Quiz Bowl team will compete at the Knowledge Master Open. Thursday the 3rd, Kossuth Connection meets, and that night, the freshman basketball team hosts Emmitsburg.
Friday the 4th, we'll have First Friday Adoration in the chapel. That night, the Varsity Bears host Iowa Falls Alden, with a Bible study group serving a soup supper at the game. Then, on Saturday the 5th, the math team hosts a tournament, and the Quiz Bowl team travels to Spirit Lake.
That's the Bear Facts for November. We'll be off next week because of the Thanksgiving holiday, but we hope you'll join us again on December 5th, when we'll be back for more news from
Bishop Garrigan High School.